All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. The NBA's All-Star break could not have come at a better time for the Chicago Bulls. Now, the Bulls are a team right now that is reeling. It wasn't that long ago, and you go back to January 7th, after a 101-92 home victory over the Boston Celtics, the Bulls had a record of 22-12, and they were looking good. But since then, things have gone south in Chicago as they have lost 13 out of their last 18 contests. You look at the injuries. Of course, Jimmy Butler was lost recently to a hyperextended knee. And of course, their heart and soul of this team and center Joakim Noah was lost to a shoulder injury. And there's a pretty good possibility that he will not suit up again for the Chicago Bulls this season. But you look at the defensive intensity for the Bulls, and I say that because typically under previous head coach Tom Thibodeau, this was at the end of the floor where the Bulls made their money. Now, don't get me wrong, the Bulls are still 16th in points allowed, and they're actually second in opponent field goal percentage, but especially in the fourth quarter and coming down the stretch of games, that is where the Bulls are struggling right now under Hoiberg at the defensive end of the floor. You look at their last few games, they lost this past Friday night on the road to the Denver Nuggets. They gave up 115 points. They lost this past Saturday on the road against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they gave up 112 points. They lost this past Monday on the road to the Charlotte Hornets, and they gave up 108 points. And just last night at home against the Atlanta Hawks, the Bulls gave up 113 points, and they actually lost the contest by 23. Now, right now, the glue of this team is definitely Jimmy Butler, Pau Gasol, and Derrick Rose. And, you know, Derrick Rose, he's still been up and down. He's still not the same player that he was when he was the MVP a few years ago in the NBA. And, of course, with those knee injuries that have given him problems, and they've really kind of sidetracked his NBA career. But you look at a guy like Jimmy Butler, who is the franchise player for this Bulls team right now, but he is out with an injury. And at the same time, even when he's healthy, one man cannot do it by himself on a basketball team. You have the veteran in Pau Gasol, and there are also key parts on this team, such as youngsters in Tony Snell and Doug McDermott. But the Bulls right now, they're a team that's in limbo, because this was a team, as far as a roster, for the most part, it was built around the coaching style of Tom Thibodeau. And now you have a guy coming in Fred Hoiberg, his first time around the NBA as a head coach. At least we know about the success that he had in college at his alma mater at Iowa State, but it's a different brand right now. So you look at it, and the first half of the NBA season has been a feeling out all time for this Bulls squad, and they need to get it going. It's not going to get any easier for them to start the second half of the season. Chicago will begin the second half next Thursday on the road versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. And right now, plain and simple, the Cavs are simply head and shoulders above the rest of the competition in the Eastern Conference. That will be followed by a home game next Friday against the Toronto Raptors. And the Raptors are right behind the Cavs in second place in the East. Then the Bulls have an opportunity to get a quick layup against the Los Angeles Lakers at home on February 21st. But at the same time, this might not be as easy due to the fact that this is Kobe Bryant's last season with the Lakers. And he always idolized Michael Jordan. And they had a couple of good games, of course, towards the end of Jordan's career, or at least his run with the Bulls, at the United Center in Chicago. And you know Kobe wants to go out one last time in Chicago on a court of a man that he idolized in Jordan and show what he can do. So the Bulls are definitely going to have to lace him up in that game. You look at the standings in the Eastern Conference, plain and simple, Chicago is not going to catch Cleveland for the Central Division title, as they are 11 games back right now of the Cavaliers. But at the same time, the Bulls are sitting in the seventh slot in the East, and it's not that far-fetched that this team could actually slip out of the playoff picture. They're just half game up on the Charlotte Hornets for eighth in the East, and they're just one game up on the Detroit Pistons, who are sitting there in ninth. So right now, Chicago has to get it going. Like I said before to start this podcast, the All-Star break is coming at the right time for the Bulls because they need a mental break and they need to get back on the same page. And hopefully for their sake, this brief respite is going to be just what the doctor ordered for the Bulls to get back on track. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the second half of the NBA season. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, and have yourselves a wonderful day.